Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode of Brainstuff is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers thousands of engaging, easy-to-follow video tutorials taught by industry experts to help you learn software, creative, and business skills. Membership starts at $25 a month and provides unlimited 24/7 access. Try Lynda.com free for 7 days by visiting Lynda.com/brainstuff.
Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com. Where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What is making my backyard sparkle at night? This past weekend, I was cleaning my desk and I found my headlight lamp. This is one of those little LED flashlights with a strap so that you can wear it on your forehead. You see them in Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon and places like that. They cost about $15. So you know how once you find or buy something like that, you want to try it out? I'm the same way. So I strapped my headlight lamp on. I called the dog and we went out in the backyard to look around. I've been doing this big yard project, so there were some piles of dirt in the backyard. I turned on my light and I spun my head around and just looked around the backyard with it. And the strangest thing happened. The backyard sparkled. The pile of dirt that was over to my left had all these reflections coming off of it, like it was covered in little diamonds or something like that. I stood and faced the pile and looked at it, and it was still sparkling. There were dozens of spots of brightly reflected light. What in the world could that be? I assumed it was mica or quartz crystals or something mixed in with the clay of the soil in the pile of dirt. So I walked up closer to investigate, and everyone I investigated was a wolf spider. What I was seeing was the light being reflected off the eyes of wolf spiders. Yes, wolf spiders. Thousands of them. Thousands and thousands. You look around the backyard and they are absolutely everywhere. And if you think about it, there could actually be twice that many because there could be an equal number of spiders facing the opposite direction. That's a lot of spiders. So I want to make sure that I'm not hallucinating about this effect or the number of spiders. I grab Lee and I take her outside and I put the headlight on her head. What do you see? I ask her. I've not told her a thing. You've discovered diamonds? She asks. She is seeing the same reflections. You don't see it with a normal flashlight. I guess that the light has to be close to your eyes to get the right angle of reflection so that you can actually see the spiders. I tell her to go and investigate one of the reflections. She is not particularly happy with me when she finds out what's at the other end. Then I show the kids one by one. They all see it too, and we went on a spider hunt together. They were far more excited than Lee was. Of course, this isn't a new discovery. As soon as you go to Google and plug the idea in, you can find lots of pages with titles like Headlighting for Spiders. Apparently, people have been seeing wolf spiders this way ever since we figured out how to strap lights onto our heads. You might want to try it one night. I live in North Carolina. If your location is anything like North Carolina, there may be thousands of spiders out right now staring at you.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW.
Jack Threads has quickly become the online shopping destination for guys. Here's why. Everything on the site is up to 80% off. They serve up killer contemporary and street apparel, accessories, and gadgets from brands like Converse, Penguin, and Busted Tees. Shopping is simple, and all styles are curated, so buyer's remorse just doesn't happen. What's more, as a listener of BrainStuff, you can skip the membership waitlist and get instant access at signup.jackthreads.com/brainstuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.